Tadej Pogačar and Jonas Vingegaard, the top two riders in the Tour de France, face unexpected wake-up calls for anti-doping tests during the night. This incident highlights the rigorous testing protocols in place as the race intensifies. Both riders were subjected to testing after stage 14, with Vingegaard receiving a knock at 2 a.m. and Pogačar at 5 a.m. The International Testing Agency, ITA, oversees these activities, emphasizing the importance of maintaining integrity in cycling. Vingegaard, staying in Besançon, spent around 40 minutes undergoing the testing process. He expressed mixed feelings about the disruption, acknowledging its necessity but noting its impact on performance. Pogačar, who secured victory in the stage, also experienced the late-night test and found it challenging to return to sleep. He humorously shared how he passed the time listening to Eminem while preparing for the day's ride. This late-night testing reflects a commitment to preventing doping and ensuring fair competition. As the tour progresses, both riders remain focused on their performance, with the rigorous anti-doping measures serving as a critical element in the sport's ongoing battle against prohibited substances.